Welcome back. You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And joining us down the line is Steve Larratt, a share research business analyst. Steve, it's good to have you with us today.
How are you today?
Good, good. So what are you going to start off with us for with us today, Steve?
Right, basically, Share Talk this week has been busy behind the scenes, having a look at some very interesting companies. And we put out some information on a company called Trinity. They've had a very turbulent time over the last sort of 6 months of the last year, where they didn't have enough cash flow to meet the creditors' needs. And they've restructured the finance, come up with a deal, and that's been approved. So when you actually have a look at the sort of previous share prices where they've been and where the potential is there, it looks very good. So a bit of a turbulent time for the shareholders that got locked in. But now that they've sort of relisted, there's plenty of potential there for them to average down and for new investors to come on board.
So nearly 6 months in the wilderness and then back to the stock market.
Yep, they're back to trading and everything's looking good. They've still got the assets, they're still producing, and they're still obviously doing a lot of exploration work.
And what other companies are catching your eye at the moment?
Well, I'm known as Mr. 880 amongst some groups, also known as Yoda. I championed the company round about this time last year by working out the amount of unconventional oil they've got in place. And last night on the ASX, they announced the sort of full seismic data that everyone's been waiting for the last sort of 4 or 5 months. And in total now, they've got 3.6 billion in unconventional, 1.5 billion of conventional oil in place. And the next sort of timescale for that one is the drilling of Icewind 2, which is coming up in March. And they've met all the permit approvals end of December last year. So that's my sort of champion stock, if you like. So that one's looking very, very interesting for this year.
And what else should we be keeping our eye on for 2017?
Well, again, it's one similar story to Trinity, but there's a company called Pathfinder Minerals that someone's mentioned to me this week. And again, it's been on my watch list for quite a while. In late 2011, they basically had the title deeds for their assets transferred. And basically, they were producing. The license area had £30 million spent on the assets by BHP Billiton. And they've got basically 2 billion tons of minerals and mineral sand resources in place. Now, the licenses have been contested in court, and the English High Court has already ruled twice in their favour, and they've actually put a legal cost on that of 1.1 million. That's got to go back to Pathfinder. So effectively, the next step is for the Mozambique Supreme Court to accept the ruling, which they have to do. And then when they've got the license return, the share price should respond positively. When you have a look at the market cap from where it was to where it is now, it was worth, at the height of its trading, 85 million on the market cap. They've done a placing when it was at 50 million market cap for 11 million. And the valuation post money was 50p per share. Due to this turbulent time over the last sort of 5 years or so, the shares are currently at 0.8 pence per share with a market cap of just over 1 million. So the potential there looks very, very good. Obviously, just the risk reward reference the license.
Just to finish off, Steve, we've seen the FTSE at record highs 13 days in a row, or 14 days or whatever it is. It's absolutely euphoric. Do you think any of that good stuff is going to filter down to the small cap area for the rest of the year?
Well, last year, obviously, the oil price has nearly doubled. The main risers within the FTSE 100 index were the mining and mineral companies, but they're still only a fraction of what they were worth at the height of the market. So with the upturn trend in those stocks last year, all eyes now will be turning to the minnows. So it looks like we're on the upswing for that commodity sector. Again, there's a lot more technology-based companies out there that are doing well now. There's a lot more pharmaceutical companies out there that are doing very well now as well. And there's more companies coming to the market. So to me, it's a natural correction that the FTSE 100 index is going higher. Gold price, again, has been very low. And with the Trump effect and Brexit, all money might be coming out of the equities market and potentially going towards sort of the precious metals and mineral market. So again, that upturn trend, I believe, should continue well past 2017.
Steve, thank you. Steve Larritt there, a Share Research Business Analyst.